Jesus is the Christ, the Son of the living God. Today, the message is about the fifth key for the team ministry. And today, the message is about the walk of faith with no limits of the life. The walk of faith will have no limit. The people have the long walk of faith, and then they'll have the limit because of the physical problem. So if we don't really have the gospel entered into ourselves from the beginning, then halfway through, they will give up. They may just leave the church. Because physically, they just try to get something physical. Then if they don't get something physical, then they will fall down. So we have to really heal themselves, because it's no walk of faith is not really like that. So if the God really gives the, so we really have to have the good life, bad life. If you have, you don't have, those things don't really matter, because it's, after all, it's all about the physical things. But the God is really leading you spiritually. So in your mind and heart, your thoughts, the more, the longer you live your life, the like weaker you will become. How come I'm really having a hard time like this? Maybe from time to time you might have that kind of thoughts. But it's not really about because of your environment or circumstances. It's all about your problem with your brain. To revive your brain, you really have to take all this oxygen. So you have to inhale deeply. Then you will pray for the filling of the Holy Spirit. Then you can, when you really inhale, you can receive the filling of the Holy Spirit. Then you should hold a bit. All these oxygens when you take in, when you inhale, and when you really hold your breath, and then that's when this oxygen will go like circular in your body. Then you're going to exhale. You're going to exhale. With your nose, you will inhale. The oxygen should, you take in the oxygen, and then with your mouth, you have to exhale. Then all this bad air, the carbon dioxide, will be released outside. Because of your mind. Your mind is so complicated. You're full of scars. Then your thought is actually full of disease. You're looking at the physical things. You try to live better life. But so you're thinking about that all the time. So that's why you have no choice but to have the mental disease. Then you already have this mind that it's really difficult in your thought. You keep thinking about it. mentally you're suppressed. There is the way to heal this. It's truly the receiving the filling of the Holy Spirit. So that's how you should really deeply breathing. Even the non-believers can really revive, restore their health, because physically they have the illness already. Before your physical body be healed and cured, you should really restore the health in your body, because God said, the Bible says, the life of breath was blown into me. That means you have the breathing. So through your nostrils, God gave us the breath, the deep breath. So that's oxygen. Then into your brain, this oxygen must go. Then they don't really have this kind of problem when they really have the oxygens. However, we were born under the Genesis 3. We look at things and then we learn many things, and then you talk about something. And through all these things actually were there to be ill spiritually. Mentally, you're healthy. It's very temporary, because everyone, all the humans do have the problem in Genesis 3. So all of us actually do have the problems with all this mind and thoughts and the mentality. That's why 3 John 1:2, it says that you, in all the things, you need to be in peace. First and most, you really have to be spiritually happy. Then first and most, the Holy Spirit should work upon you. Then you will have the peace. You should really restore. How you can restore yourself? That's through the breathing. Then of course, with the breathing, your body will be restored, but first and most, your spirit will be restored. Because you're praying, your spirit will be restored so that you can really be connected and then be able to communicate with the throne. Even if because you have communication with God, and if you don't know the gospel, then all these things will capture you. But you know the gospel, you know God, you know the God's word, you know what the filling of the Holy Spirit is. All these things, all these problems might come to you, but you have already the power and the ability to overcome all these things. That's why you have to have the deep breathing. So really, you can really restore the good health in the world. What are they teaching in the three organizations in Buddhism? Even some companies already take in, that is the meditation, so that the company can benefit. And then all these people are having this and like energy movement, abdomen movement, the energy, like chi movement, abdomen movement. If they really do this without the gospel, then the evil spirit will work upon them, then they will fall into the diseases. For the temporary purpose, it seems fine, but after all, the devil will be working upon them. So three organizations are really doing this meditation, abdomen movement, all these things. After all, they will fall into the problems. So first and most, you grab hold onto the God's word, and your spirit and your soul and should be really restored. You listen to the God's word. You should meditate on the God's word. It should be connected with the God's word. You might ask yourself these kind of questions. Why did I meet this kind of parents? Why did I meet this man, a man? Why was I born in this kind of family that I can't really get any success? Probably many of us have really questioned ourselves. Because why do we really have this kind of questions? Because it's rightful to ask this kind of question because it was your past. Even if you're full of hatred, it's still the rightful. You're blaming the others. It was very rightful to come because it's your past. So today, what do you need? What is necessary right now, today? What's needed? Then, with your future, what is the absolute things? The rightfulness, necessity, and absoluteness. You really need to organize all these three things. All these family problems, environmental problems, and the financial problems, mental problems. All these things about the past, present, and future, you really need to explain all these things so that they can really come out from these things. That's how you can really do the team ministry. They are living today, but they really have all these scars from the past, and then they will have the worries and anxiety about the future. So this year, this past should be really finished. And really, you have to grab hold on to what is needed today. Then you have to grab hold on to God's plan, and you have to be victorious. That's very important. Why do we really have this kind of problems? Because when we were born, everything was stolen already. So our condition was being stolen. But what's stolen? Myself was stolen. The finances. All the success was stolen. You're living in your life, and then you really feel like you just want to do something right now, very cool. But many of us are really thinking about it because that's how we were born. However, but none of us will, all of us don't know that all these things have been really taken away from us. And the Bible talks in details what had been really stolen. Because from the beginning, God said, He created you and me in the image of God. And then He created all these things, everything on this earth. And then it was all given to us. So from the beginning, we had everything in our hands. That was nothing missing. But Satan took that away. It's been taken away from you too. Why? Because even yourself was taken from yourself. That means that you are separated from God. God's spirit was not with me. That God was not accompanying with me because I was taken away. You have to increase in number and subdue everything. But after the Genesis 3, because of the Satan was intervened between God and me, and then we fall into all these problems, and then even eating itself becomes the problems. Civilization and cultures got really prosperous, but all the humans itself were really were destroyed. We have this burning passion about to be successful, but our faith itself is not really giving us that, taking us to the success, because that's how everything was taken away from us. So you can't do it, then that's the hatred. Why was I born in this family? Why did I meet these parents? Is that really true? Because it's been taken away. Then you're captured. The fate, destiny captured you. God said to Abraham, you have to leave the father's land. You have to leave the land where is idol worshiping. Come out from there. Then you have to come out from the slavery life from in Egypt. So the people have the anxiety about the future. Even if they have something, if they don't have something, they are still anxious. So they will go to see the fortune tellers. Why? Because the future is not seen. Everything is taken away. But these people will do this because they only know only this way, and they fall into the idol worship. And simply put, all the spiritual state, mind and thoughts, all these things have been really captured and taken away. Not only the captivity, but it was all tied up. I tried hard. That's how I really lived my life. But it didn't happen. So mentally speaking, they're all tied up. So in your life, you will blame someone because of that person, because of myself, all these things. It's the mental state that you're full of that. Healthy person will think, I really have to restore myself. Or even if it's myself, and then I can really live like that. If they really end up with the hatred, and they'll be blaming because of this person, because of this environment, I can't do it. They're not aware of themselves, that their state, what kind of states they are. Then that's how they are tied up. But themselves, they don't even think that they are tired. Then that's really that's the disease, that's the misconceptions, because they're all tied up. All this anxious, worries, everything is just so suppressed in your family, household. They're all suppressed. And can you really say something nice? Can you really communicate with others? And that person, it's not really about that. From the beginning, when you were born, everything was taken and stolen. So you try so hard in your own way to solve it, but you couldn't. So you tied yourself up. And all the physically, mentally, everything becomes ill. When you really have the mental illness, when you really have some illness in your mind, and all the life will be really unbalanced. Then it will always come out as the disease. That is the spiritual problems. So they try so hard, then they will go to the fortune telling. So since I was small, then I was having this walk of faith church life. But all the prayer topic they have was, please help my children. With their lips, they will say that let the God's will be done. But the real voice is that, please solve the family problem. Before I knew the gospel, then that was the prayer topic. Then if I really pray about these things, and then God will answer. Then after I graduated from the seminary school, then I was anointed as a pastor. Then that's how I was really actually teaching my the church members that if you really fast, then you should really pray. Then when I look back, and it was religion, because I didn't really know the fundamental things about Christ. What the gospel is, fundamentally, I didn't really know. Then if you really, you will be saved if you really know the fundamental foundations. Because it's nothing else, but you need the Christ. That's why all that diligence doesn't work, and the religions don't work. Then you have the background of the hell. Then later you die. And these things will be passed on to your offsprings. This is what I really think. In your generation, all this inheritance should be really disconnected. This gospel must be delivered to the next generation. That all this spiritual inheritance should be really disconnected. How much your offsprings will really need to have the gospel? When they, even if they lie down on their forehead, on their wrist, they should really be able to remember the God's word and the covenant. That's how you can really disconnect this inheritance, spiritual inheritance. all the actions you have to devote yourself at church. If you keep teaching your kids like that, and they cannot really solve the spiritual problems, because the real solution of their spiritual problem is about the gospel, that the Satan has really broken down the forces of darkness, and then God's kingdom. I really live with the background of the God's kingdom. And then those God's words should enter into themselves, and then all this inheritance will be really disconnected in them. Because all the actions and devotions at the church wouldn't really do that. The gospel must enter, and the darkness should be really crushed. All these things. This is what we were born with. And in your daily life, of course, it will be revealed. About yourself, about the economies, the finances. You try so hard here and there, but did you have any success? And then if you really believe in Christ, if you really believe in God, if you go to the church, if you really give the worship, and then that's how maybe all these problems will be solved. But that's very religious thought. The truly true solution should be something that the darkness should be really crumbled down. All these curses should be really disconnected. That's how you really have the walk of faith. If you don't really know about this part, then the longer you will go, it will go, then the more longer you gonna go to church, and the you will have lots of concerns and anxieties. Then you will have problems in the family and the children. If all these things would just continue, then you will be confused. Why is nothing is taking place for me? Because of these problems. It's not what I said, but that's how the God's word is telling us. Completely, Satan took everything away and captured us and tied us up. However, Christ was sent to liberate us. Then today, what do we need? Do you need to earn money? Do you need to have success? Your family must be happy. All these things will follow after. But what exactly do we need today? What do I need? I really need Christ. I really need God. I really need the gospel. What kind of parents? Then if the kid is, your children is asking you to give something to them, and then how could you not to give? If a child is asking you for a bread, and then what kind of parent would give a stone to them? If they're asking for the fish, then what kind of parents would give them the scorpions? So if you really ask to God, and then don't you think that God will give you something good? Then that answer is the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit is indwelling in you. And that's the only way to really solve all these problems. That is the Christ. So after Paul really realized the gospel, then he said everything, he considered everything as rubbish. And he will really run into God and God's word to find, because Paul realized that what the gospel is, what was taken away from him, what was really, and then Paul really experienced that. Then that's the confession he had. Then there must be something that need to be changed. Then there's something that you need to discard. And there is something that you need to seek. What do we need to change? Spiritually, everything is taken away from you. And what should you change? Then the gospel is all the solutions, and then the gospel is the Christ. And through the God's word, everything will be changed. So to Israelites, covenant of the blood was given. What do I mean by the blood? The blood of the Passover. In the Old Testament, it's about the blood of the Lamb. And then in the New Testament, it's the blood that was shed on the cross. People has the laws. If you look at the laws, then it talks about the ethics and all these rules. But what is scary is about the legalism. Legalism is something that they would judge. They will just match. If all these things matches with their own thoughts, and then they would just take it. But the law will teach you what the gospel is, who God is. Because the laws, from the law of the death, we were shifted to the law of the life. Because by the laws, we had no choice but to die. Because of the Genesis 3, then God said, you will surely die. Once you're born, we have to die once. Not only the physical body, but also the spirituality. So there is the spiritual death and the physical death. By the law, we have no choice but to die. But by the law, God really wants us to live. So that's why the Christ was sent, and then the Christ is the one who completes the law. In another word, all the curses, all the authority of Satan have been really crushed and then solved only if you grab hold onto the name of Christ. You believe in it, that's how the walk of faith should go. So you had the faith. Even if you try to struggle, even if you're alcoholic, if you're addicted to the games and all that, if you have the struggles, and then that will be solved sometime soon. Because there is only the gospel, there is only Christ. I really hope that you will have the complete conclusion of Christ, because that's how you can finish. Then all the time we use the legalism, not humanism. Because if it will be your benefit, you will calculate. That's the humanism. Because I have to earn money. First and most, I have to be successful. I'll think about many things. Then you will deceive other people. You would lie to other people. That's humanism. then you, some of them may fall into the socialism, like if they help someone in the society and then you did something good. Then some people will just misunderstand these things are actually the gospel, but the essence of the gospel is that your spirit is away from God, but to be with God one more time than through Jesus Christ. And that's why Jesus Christ was really sent. So the Jesus Christ itself, himself, is the salvation. That's the essence. So if you have the God, the Jesus himself, then you're the child of God. If you don't have the Son, then you're not really the child. You don't have the life. That's the essence. That's the salvation. That's the essence of the salvation in yourself. Or the Holy Spirit is really in you or not. Then you lost the essence of it. And then you will just go to the church, you devote yourself, and the people will just admire you. But if you don't have the essence, then everything is the religions, and everything is in vain. All the spiritual problems that you actually have in yourself is not really solved. The gospel always talks about, the Bible talks about the essence. It's not really about the appearance. You really have to ask yourself, am I really saved? Am I really a child of God? Then the Holy Spirit is in me. Then if that's the truth, then all the forces of darkness will be broken down. Then you will have the why should you be always like honest and a nice person to go to the church? How could it be possible? Because you're like, fundamentally speaking, you are captured by Satan. You're faking it. It's either you're faking it or you're truly the honest person. So if there's someone who doesn't really have the gospel, they will just try to fake themselves to be honest and nice. That's why there's like all ups and downs because of the feelings and emotions. But the Bible doesn't really say that. Because the nature and the essence have been really changed. If your essence hasn't really been changed, then even if you fake it, and then you will go back to your essence all the time. Then look at the Israelites after the Exodus, and then they all witnessed all the miracles of God. But after all, they started complaining all the time. In your walk of faith, even if you have something, some moments to fall into the disbelief, but you shouldn't really fall into them and be captured by that. Even if there are things that really doesn't match with your measurement, it doesn't match with your own thoughts. But even that's so, you shouldn't be captured by that disbelief, because then the God's word wouldn't enter into you. Then the Satan will be just really making whole sin. And that is the spiritual fact that no one will be aware of that. So this is not the main thing. The gospel is the main. The solution for the fundamental problems is the main thing, because that's what the God's word promised. You should really have the answer in the word of God. You have to discard as soon as possible. What do you need to discard? All these rightful things should be discarded. All these things should be discarded. Then what are you going to do? Then God really gave us the three feasts. The Passover, Pentecost, and in gathering. Then God really gave us the covenant of the ark. That's a God's guidance, God's ability. That's how then you have to live your life and then be centered with the tabernacles. Even in the wilderness, you have to be centered with the tabernacles. But tabernacles means that all these Israelites' houses, door should really face to the tabernacles so that they can really look upon God. Then you should get rid of, you should discard all these things, and then you should restore all these three things. You should really look upon God. You should look upon God's word. Then your problems will be solved. You should be discard the mysticism. And then some people will just try to experience it, or the mystery, and they try to see the miracles. Then what happen if those things don't really give to those things don't really come to you? They will, their faith will be dropped. And some people would really focus on the ability and power. But get rid of all these things, discard all these things, and then you have to enter into the tabernacles. This kind of word you shouldn't say. And the church leaders, if the church leaders and all this, all you don't really talk about all these things, then all this blood, then you will be responsible for the blood of all these people. So Paul said, I'm not talking about anything else but the gospel. You should really enjoy the mystery of this. You should enjoy the three feasts. You should really enjoy the covenant of the ark, and then tabernacles. Every day you enjoy it. Then third, there are the things that you must seek. What is it? There'll be all the people will think that philanthropy and good deeds and relief, all these things are the evangelism. But people, this thing is not the main things. You really have to have the Christ. You have to really seek the Christ who can really solve all the fundamental problems. You should really see, you should really meet the solution of your fundamental problems. Isn't that right? That's why God said, I'm the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me. All these fundamental curses and the problems, all this truth had set you free. The true freedom, it's not something about that the things will go well. Fundamentally, you have to set yourself free, then you have to go through your life. Of course, we have the physical body, you have the minds and thoughts and ideologies. All these things are in you. And people will be just seeking something in their lives all the time. But that's not what we need to seek, because gospel, the Bible talks about, always talks about the fundamentals. Of course, a problem might come, but you really have to restore the fundamentals. Because if you have the gospel, you can restore yourself. If you don't have the gospel, you'll be captured, and your restoration, recovering will be very slow. Those people who have been really praying regularly, or those who people don't really pray, and then all of a sudden with the problems, they will start praying, and that will be, there will be the differences. Those people who really enjoy that God is with us, and then on the daily basis, they really enjoy that God is with them. Then even if they really face to the problems, then that will be the easy thing to take care. Because the same thing with the kids. If they, let's say, study on a daily basis, then it shouldn't be the problem for them to take test. But if they really just keep playing the games and don't really do it, anything, then they really have to do something like take test. All of a sudden, then that will be difficult. But Christianity is just all of a sudden, because of all these sudden problems, and then you will go to the church and pray. Religions is really created by people. They created their own gods, man-made God. But the Lord we believe in is not the God like that, because He is the one who really set us free from the law of the curses. And the Satan can be active upon us, but God really created all the systems so that we won't be deceived. Even if we are deceived, and then quickly we can restore ourselves. The thing is, in yourself, you're captured, you're tied. We don't have that much time, so I have to move on. Then what is the absolute future? You have to receive the answer of the only. Really, the Christ. Christ should be really imprinted in your brain. The only Christ. So we should really realize the God's word. Then you can really say, okay. Then all this faith will be given. Then you follow the God's word, that's the way. Even if you're walking and standing, and lying down, on your forehead, on your wrist, on the gate of the house, all the time, do not forget about the God's word. You have to imprint. So all these things and will be really all the God's word will be really imprinted. Then if the God's word is imprinted, then they can really confirm the God's word. Then no matter what happens, they won't be shaken. There is the saying in Korea. The family name of Lee, Che, Choi, the Korean will try to put some meaning according to their own family name. Then what kind of faith that they can really have? Well, the new family member, we can understand, because they really need to have the spiritual growth. Let's say elders always feel bad about things, and if the senior deaconesses are still at the same level with the the new family members, you should really have the matured faith. Your faith will be very high, deep, and very wide. Then you can even give the team ministry, even if that person is really talking about the disbelief. And then you can really face to that one another direction. And I know that there's no one like that. But people will just misunderstand, because they'll feel good if the things goes well with their own thought. If If people will just follow yourself, and then you feel very good, and if people don't follow you, then you feel bad. But today, that all the measurement must be with Christ. Only the blessing of the only. It says that your days and the days of your children may be many in the land the Lord swore to give your ancestors. There will be the future. 23, verse 23 says, you will dispossess nations larger and stronger than you. You have to possess it. You have to occupy all these people who are really, all these non-believers are actually occupying all the finances. But actually, the remnants who had the gospel really need to go there than to occupy all this. In the 24, it says, every place where you set your foot will be yours. God is the one who will give you the territory. Then in the future, the door will be open for you. Then that's how you will go, you will proceed. If you are really captured by the past, and then you cannot proceed. You are tied up, and how could you proceed? Even if you go for a bit forward, then you will go back again. Because you are sucked into the first number one. Through the Christ and through the God's word, the gospel, then you keep changing yourself. Then all the territory will be all given to you. You will have that conquest. You will revive all the people. Then all the people can really rise up. That's your future. All the people will be revived, all the people will be encouraged, and they will receive the power. That's the true walk of faith. Then this week, and then please heal me, Pastor. Yes, last week you told me, you asked me to heal you. When exactly are you going out to heal others? God really promised with you that everything will be really given. So it's okay if you can really do things because God has the ability to recreate you. And then no one will be able to stand against you, just like what is said in the Joshua, in the Deuteronomy, and the same. And this verse is really telling the same thing. The future and yourself shouldn't be really suppressed. And it's not the walk of faith, it's not in the past. You really have to have the walk of faith to really revive all these people in the future. It should be related with the future. I'll bless all of you in the name of the Lord. Thank you, God, to give us the precious God, and then please bless us so that we can really have the walk of faith without any limit. And then we have received the gospel. Let's really be able to make the masterpiece, and our future will really lie in the path that God is really making the masterpiece. Thank you, Jesus Christ, and we pray. Amen.